Self-storage could be a new use at one of Barrie's oldest shopping malls. A public meeting was held Tuesday evening on rezoning and official plan, UP, amendments for Bayfield Mall, located at 320 Bayfield Street. This could result in almost 4,227 square meters of redeveloped commercial space for self-storage at Bayfield Mall, located on 30 acres at the west side of Bayfield Street, north of Coulter Street and the Highway 400 corridor. The proposed development will consist of converting vacant space within the Bayfield Mall, said Nick Wood of planning consultants Corbett Land Strategies. The development will involve primarily internal renovations with minor exterior facade improvements. The proposal is strategically positioned in the south side of the mall to be out of sight, he added. Primarily, this is used to provide additional tenant opportunities to satisfy current vacancies. Deputy Mayor Barrie Ward, who is also Ward 4 councillor, asked about long-term plans for the shopping center. There is a current interest in intensifying this site, Wood said. Does that mean adding residential? Ward asked. It would, said Wood. You're saying this would not hurt future plans to add residential to the site? Asked Ward. No, it really would just broaden current tenancy opportunities, Wood said. The proposed official plan amendment seeks to add a new site-specific policy to permit self-storage use within the existing shopping center commercial designation, while the rezoning would change the zoning from shopping center commercial, C3, to shopping center commercial with special provisions, C3, SPXXX, to permit site-specific self-storage uses within the existing mall. We also want to ensure that development is the highest and best use of this area of our city, does not preclude the future conversion and use of the site for more appropriate land uses, said city planner Logan Jeffermans. A public meeting is one of the first stages in Barrie's planning policy. A staff report to planning committee is anticipated in late 2022 for consideration. It would then go to City Council for final approval. If the rezoning and OP amendment are approved by Council, a subsequent application for site plan control will be required.